Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, God's Will to Heal. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Luke chapter 5 and verse 12. And this is the Amplified I'm reading. Said, while he was in one of the towns, Jesus, there came a man full of, covered with leprosy. And when he saw Jesus, he fell on his face and implored him, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you are able to cure me and make me clean. If it is your will, I believe that you can. Now, this is where millions of Christians are at. They believe that God can heal them. If what? If it is his will. Most Christians pray that way. Lord, heal me. Lord, heal them if it be thy will. Well, that's what this man said to Jesus. He said, I believe you're able. I believe you can do it. I believe you can. If you will. Should we pay attention to how Jesus answered him? And what he said? Well, then let's see. What does Jesus say to such a question? I believe you can if you will. What does Jesus say to such a question? Y'all are getting ahead of me. He said, if you will, you can make me clean. What did Jesus say? Jesus reached out his hand and he touched him. And he said, I'm reading Amplified again. I am willing. Be cleansed. I will. Glory to God. I will be thou clean. Who said it? Who said it?
Jesus,
Jesus said it. Is he the same?
Yes.
Is he the same yesterday, today, and forever? If he said, I will, then what's he saying tonight?
I will.
Does he change?
No.
If he does not change, then tonight he's saying what he said then.
Yes. Right.
Is he a respecter of persons?
No.
Does he play favorites?
No.
He does not. The Bible said he is no respecter of persons. Well, then if he told him, I will, and he's no respecter of persons, what would he tell you? He would tell you, I will, or either he's making a difference. He would tell you, I will, or either he's changed. If you only knew those two scriptures, that he does not change, that he's no respecter of persons, then you'd be convinced. You'd have your three witnesses right here. Here's one witness. He told the man, I will. Here's another witness. Jesus Christ the same, yesterday, today, and forever.
Yes.
Here's another witness. He's no respecter of persons.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
We could just shout and go home right now and say, hey,
hallelujah.
It's his will.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
But in case you're not completely convinced, for some rare reason, we're going to go on. And we're going to go on far beyond and keep going and keep going. And keep going. And we have begun and are continuing tonight on the series we call God's Will to Heal. God's will to heal. Is it his will for you to be healed now? That's the question. I like your answer. I like it. But we must prove it. I said we must prove it by from scripture after scripture after scripture. And I am in the process, by the help of the Lord, to give you 30 reasons from the Bible, from scriptures, why we are sure it's God's will for you to be healed now. Are you willing to stay with me on this and help me with this? 30 reasons. I'm not saying that's all the reasons there are in the Bible. I'm saying we might not want to spend 5 years on this one series. There are other things the Lord would talk to us about as well. But, you know, 10 is a bunch of reasons. 20 is even more. 30. 30. 30. So if you think you don't believe it's God's will to heal everybody, stay with us. Prove me wrong. Take these reasons apart and disprove them, all 30 of them, if you can. But only with Scripture. That's the only thing we'll listen to. Don't bring us other people's writings and theories. I don't care how many initials they got at the end of their name and other people's experiences and who got healed and who didn't and why you think. No, we don't care for any of that. Just Scriptures. Now, we said, how can you find the will of God? How do you ascertain it? How can you find it? Millions believe that everything that happens is the will of God. And there I've had people say, you know, well, I pray for me and then, you know, if I get healed, then it was God's will. And if I didn't, that means it wasn't. Why would you say that? Why would you think that? You don't believe that in every area of life. You would say, well, you know, if somebody's lost, that proves it wasn't God's will to save them. If they died and went to hell, it proved it wasn't God's will because everything that happens is the will of God. That is not true. It is not His will that any should perish. So are there things happening that's not the will of God? Yes. Well, if it's true in the most important of all things, your eternal salvation, why wouldn't it be true with lesser things? Now, how do you find the will of God? Here's one of the greatest things I've ever learned. The Bible said in Ephesians 5, don't be unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Romans 12:2 says, don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. He gave us this book. He gave us the Holy Spirit to reveal to us His will. Where are you going to find the will of God? You're going to find it in the Word of God. That's where you should look. So where are we going to find out God's will for healing? We're going to find it in the Word of God. Now, if you would go with me, turn with me to Proverbs, the 4th chapter. Proverbs chapter 4. Let me review a little bit. We looked at reason number 1 and began talking about it last time. I want to review on it and then go to reason number 2. Proverbs, the 4th chapter. What was reason number 1? Anybody remember? Reason number 1, why we are sure from the Bible that it is God's will for all to be healed today, now. Reason number 1 is because God's Word is medicine. God's Word is medicine. Proverbs 4, verse 20. He said, my son, attend to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. That's his words. Let them what? His words not depart from your eyes. Keep them what? His words in the midst of your heart. For they what? The words, his words are life unto those that find them and health, or the margin says that the Hebrew literally says medicine to all their flesh. Words, words, words. There's so much more to words than we've known and seen. How did God create the heavens and the earth? With his words. So everything you see, the chair you're sitting on, the hand that you're looking at, and everything, the clothes on your back, the food you eat, came from what? Words. From words. The life that is in you came from words. The life in every tree, every flower, every rabbit, every elephant, every fish, the life that is in you and in every organism came from a spoken word from God. Words. Well, if those words can create planets, sun, moon, star, mountains, oceans, human beings can create, surely it could heal. Amen. If that word could create all of this, then his words can heal, certainly, easily. Say it out loud. His words heal.
His words
heal. He said, my son, of course that means daughter too. Do what? Attend. Let me read this to you from the Amplified. Attend to my words, consent and submit to my sayings. That's a good way of saying it. Submit to them. Let them not depart from your sight. Keep them in the center of your heart. They are life to those that find them, healing and health to all their flesh. His words are medicine. The Hebrew literally says medicine to all their flesh. Well, now, he's told us a whole lot here. Do we know anything about medicine? Sure we do. There's a lot of people in this room taking medicine of some kind. In fact, we are the medicated generation. What are the majority of commercials you see on TV about?
Medicine.
Who's making billions and billions? Hand over the pharmaceutical companies. And the pursuit is a drug for everything. A drug to wake you up, a drug for you to go to sleep, a drug. You got to watch this, friends. We are in a medicated society. And it's a problem. It's causing problems. Somebody said, well, you're saying not to take any medicine? No, I'm not saying that. Thank God there are some things. You know, some medications. And I believe that God has put all kind of wonderful things in leaves and roots and plants. But our knowledge of the pharmacopoeia of God is very, very small. And then we're adding some stuff that he don't make and coming up with some new combinations, and it's causing problems. It's causing a lot of problems. And there's no need getting into all that, but just to say this, God has medicine.
Yes.
And his medicine is perfect,
yes.
Has no side effects. You can't overdose on it. Now you can take too little of it and have harmful effects. But you can't overdose on it. You can't take too much of it. The more the better.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Strong Spirit, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R2002B. That's R2002B, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.